Hi, everybody. It's Jim Williams from WSNJ. Happy 100th to the Radio Racket, to G Bay, Clyde Day, and Roscoe Bay. Mwah. What about my show? It needs 100 more. Mwah. You outlasted the steak show by far and away. I'm very proud of you. Well, anyway, 100 episodes is a big milestone for you guys, and I got to thinking there were some television shows we all knew and loved that had ties to radio, and they didn't last 100 episodes. News Radio went 97 episodes on NBC in the 1990s. In fairness, it probably would have lasted a lot longer if Phil Hartman was around for the full series. God rest his soul. Then you have WKRP in Cincinnati. It lasted 90 episodes. Let it be said, I'm referring to the original WKRP, not the new WKRP. If I may channel my inner Julius, that was an abomination. That was horrible. You should write them and say, the new WKRP is horrible, and Tawny Katane should be fired and replaced by Monica Melpass. She's horrible. I'm going to go watch 950 ESPN and have some cheese doodles right now. Sorry, I went a little too far there. And I probably went too far on some of the listener-submitted production I put forth, but hey, we all had a few good laughs, and who could forget the Chris Hansen GB bit? For those who are new listeners who didn't hear it, George, you may want to break that out before show's end. Just a suggestion. Not trying to tell you how to program the show, just some friendly advice. Anyway, happy 100 to you guys, and as I send it back to you guys in the studio, I have a question for Roscoe before I send it back to you guys. Roscoe, of course, thank you for you and Shot coming down to the Atlantic City Surf Soiree last summer. Back then, I meant to ask you a very important question. I didn't ask it then, and it's also a question I've been meaning to ask you on the air for all these many weeks. So please indulge me, guys, as I ask Jeff this question. It's something very near and dear to him, almost as near and dear as the ladies. Jeff, when do you work this weekend at XTU?